Hey, welcome to the More Than Money podcast. This is Chris Burns. I hope you're having a fantastic week. Thank you for jumping in for a few minutes with us. Cliff is sitting here, so I'm including him in everything. Cliff, what is the most what's the sexiest investing opportunity you've ever heard about? Like the most exciting investing thing that has come across your plate? Bitcoin, really? Yeah? Bitcoin was serious stuff. Because we meet with clients all the time, people come in and one of the main questions you get is, it's almost sheepish too. It's like they're talking about their situation and then they kind of throw out, hey, you know, I know I shouldn't do this, but what do you think about? And then it's insert opportunity here. And it could be penny stocks or Bitcoin or real estate or any number of things. And you probably have that in your mind. Like somewhere in your head, maybe you have something where you go, I'd love to throw some money at that thing. And so that's what the next few minutes is about. Not that you should never invest in something like that, but how do you think through that? And when do you invest in the sexy, exciting new thing? And when do you choose not to do that? What's the grid for that? If you have any questions, you listen to this, especially if you're thinking about that right now, jump on my website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can ask anything, listen to past shows. Again, mylifeismore.com. And I hope you enjoy the show. This issue has kind of surprised me. It's confounded me a little bit. Because I've seen it with clients across the board, from young people in their first jobs, making a good amount of money for the first time, to folks that are nearing retirement. And that is the allure of sexy investment opportunities. Let me tell you a story. I had a client who was in recently who is in a mountain of debt. Okay, they made all those mistakes that it's so easy to make in your early 20s when you pile on debt and you have access to credit for the first time. But the good thing for them is they made a lot of money. They had a very good job. They were very successful. And so we made a plan to pay off the debt. And they were making progress with this plan. But I'll never forget, we're sitting and talking about, okay, the next step, once we pay off the debt, will be, and we have the emergency fund in place, now we will be investing money. And they said, I'm so excited about this. And then they started listing off the things they were interested in. They wanted to do day trading. They had a few companies they were excited about. They wanted to invest in real estate. They had some friends that were going in to help start a company. And there's all these things they had thought about. And then, of course, cryptocurrency, which at that point when we were talking was all the rage, right? And they said, I'm so excited to finally begin investing in these things. And I said, I think this is a mistake. I said, first of all, we need to finish paying off the debt. But then when we are in the place to do this, we need to start with maximizing your 401k. We need to start with investing in a broad, diversified range of funds and get you a foundation for long-term success. And you would have think I had just told my five-year-old to eat their broccoli. Okay, that's the response. When I tell my kids, you got to eat your vegetables, right? And that look on their face, you've seen this in your kids, your grandkids are like, oh man, I don't want that. I want dessert. Okay, that was the look on this person's face because in their minds, there were so many sexy, exciting investment opportunities out there. And here I am talking about boring old mutual fund. Diversified investments, a 401k. They literally said to me, my friends have told me it's not even worth investing in a 401k. I'm kind of like, ditch your friends, buddy. Okay, but it's just not very exciting. And you'd think this was relegated to young people. No, I had somebody in my office 2 weeks ago, close to retirement, say, hey, before we do anything else, can we talk about Bitcoin a little bit? I heard it was a great thing. I said, look, folks that invested in Bitcoin, it's down like 70% this year. They said, yeah, we're catching it at the bottom. We're ready for the next rise. Why? Because they don't want to miss out. Because things like Bitcoin, for instance, the reason it was so exciting to people was because it looked like I could put a little bit of money in and see it blow up. It was like the lottery, right? If I get in at the right time, this thing could explode. And then what happens? They start telling you stories about their friend who invested in Google or their friend who was in Apple early on. And now they have all this money. And isn't that what we're going for? And here's the hard answer to this. No. that's not what we're going for. At least not initially. That's not the goal of investing. And this is kind of hard for people because investing seems like that area where we can really move into, you know, exciting growth. You almost have a gambling feel about it. And friends, let me just tell you, you might not tell anybody else this, but if you feel this way, if you look at investing and you're going, I just can't wait to get in and to see that real success come, investing is going to be a letdown for you. It's going to be a letdown. Because that's not the way investing works. Good investing is boring as all get out. Good investing is slow and steady over a long period of time, and that's where you see success. Let me tell you about someone who got too caught up in this. Okay, I had a client come in. She was a very intelligent woman. She was in her 50s, and she said, I've made a terrible mistake. And I said, tell me about it. She said, you know what? I retired a year or two ago. I retired early because I really wanted to do day trading. And I had had some success at it. And I started doing it. And I saw my money gain and increase. And it seemed easy to me. It seemed like I was gaining so much money. And it got to the point that my daughter was going to school. My daughter didn't need any money for school. But they offered us these student loans. And I was having such success that I thought, man, if I take that money and I invest it, I could really, this could really explode. And unfortunately for her, she took the money out in her daughter's name to have more capital, and she invested it, and then she lost everything. And her investments went from pretty significant down to less than $100,000. And here she was not working anymore with hardly any money, and now her daughter had all this debt in her name. Now, that's an extreme example. Most of you aren't thinking what you're going to do is take out loans in your kids' names to go invest the money. But the reason for it, the conceit that caused it, was the idea that this thing is easy, that day trading is easy, and that I can be super successful at it, and then I'm going to have all this money. Okay? And even though most people I talk with don't think that way, a whole lot of people I talk with are tempted by the allure of the easy, explosive growth, that if I get into the right thing, it'll blow up. And people ask me about real estate with this. They ask me about, again, Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. They ask about penny stocks. I mean, it's across the board. But here is the key. Use the same principle with investing that you have to use with exercise. All right, when I was trying to get in better shape, if I went out and tried to run a few miles, I would very quickly hurt myself and you'd see me on the ground gasping for air, right? But it'd be no faster way to hurt myself than by going out from having not run much and suddenly going out and saying I'm going to run 5 miles, right? There's no doubt I'd end up with an injury. So what do I have to do? I have to start with walking, and then I can mix walking and jogging together. And over a period of weeks, I can move into running farther and farther. And when you do that over time, suddenly you look back and you go, man, now I'm running 5 and 6 and 7 miles. But it started with walking. And I remember doing a program like this and feeling like in my head, this is terrible. I can go farther than this. I can run farther than 30 seconds. The program would have you run for 30 seconds and walk for like 2 minutes. I thought, this is so stupid. But you know what? They were building up the muscles and building up the strength in my legs so that I could then go run miles in the future. And that is what investing is like, all right? You've got to start with the basics. Yes, it's boring. I get it. It's not the most exciting thing on earth to divide your money up in a 401k. But watch it over time begin to grow. And then when you have enough money that you can put the money into the basics, that you can fund your long-term retirement accounts, can you have extra money to go invest in real estate then? Yeah. You've earned that. You've built a foundation. And now your future isn't dependent on that real estate going well or that cryptocurrency bet going well, right? Because you've already built the foundation that's going to take you to where you need to go. But you don't start with that super risky, super aggressive stuff. Some of you never need to do that. But certainly before you do that, you do the basics because the basics actually work. Okay, so if you have a child or a grandchild or you yourself are in a place where you're going, you know what, there's this hot new investment. The question to ask yourself is, have I done the basics? You've got to walk first. You've got to build the strength. You've got to be in a place where if this sexy, exciting investment you go into doesn't work out, it's not wrecking your future. And if you don't know how to do that, or you don't know how to make that distinction especially, please take a minute, jump on my website. It's mylifeismore.com. Sign up for a free consultation with me, Chris Burns, because listen, there is no substitute for steady, consistent growth over time. And I want to help you figure that out, and I want to help you understand the difference between that and the exciting new thing that you might want to throw your money into. Because I want to see you at a place where you can truly look at your future and go, I can achieve that, I can reach that, and give you the freedom then. If you want to invest in other things, great, because now you know you have a foundation that will work. Again, it's mylifeismore.com.